Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to episode number 78 of the Scottish History Podcast. My name is Owen Innes, and this week we're continuing our travels around the Isle of Skye, and this week we're going to be travelling from the Slate Peninsula up towards Portree, but not quite getting there yet, as we visit the little villages of Lewib and Sligachan. So join me for episode number 78 of the Scottish History Podcast. So after leaving Broadford, we now start to see great views of the Isle of Razie and the old volcano known as Duncan. But the next village that you're going to pass through is the village of Lewib. In 1987, a game called Game of Lewib was invented here. Now, this was the first time even I have heard of this game. However, the premise of the game seems to be something along these lines. You play with two balls, one football and one is a rugby ball. Each player has five lives. Now, everyone is playing for themselves, so it's like every person for themselves as opposed to playing in teams. The object of the game is to kick the balls at your opponents and they must catch the ball. Otherwise, they lose a life. The last player standing with the most life wins a nose of Lewib. But one nostril of Lewib is when you win three noses. Sounds absolutely mental when you think of it. But it does sound like a very fun and entertaining game, to be honest. But like horse or donkey, depending on where you're from in the world, will depend on that the name of that particular game. And then after you pass Lewib, you will then pass Loch Enort and the Mull Waterfall, or better known as the Black Hills Waterfall. Now, there is a large parking area for this particular waterfall. However, it is best to stop if you're coming back from Portree. So if you're headed from Portree to Broadford as opposed to the opposite way around. The reason being is that you'd have to cross the busy road in a vehicle to get across to the parking area. And it is quite dangerous to do this. So it's not advisable due to the nature of the road, but if you like waterfalls, or perhaps you are a photographer, this is probably one of the things worth doing. We then come down the side of the Red Coolin and down into the little village once again of Sconser. Now, Sconser is historically a crofting village, but the village does have a 9-hole golf course, one of only two golf courses on the entirety of the Isle of Skye, and also a ferry terminal. Now, this frequent ferry will take you to the Isle of Razie mentioned before, which is also well worth a visit. The ferry that runs here was the first hybrid-powered ferry in the world, called MV Halleck, which was built by the Ferguson's shipyard in Glasgow and today is operated by the Scottish ferry operator Caledonian McBrain. Coming into view properly now will be the Coulin. Now, the Coulin, spelled C-U-I-L-L-I-N, is the collective name for the mountains that can be found across the middle of the Isle of Skye. So essentially now, geographically, we are in the middle of the island. Now, the Red Coulin are composed mainly of graphite, which does give off a little bit of a reddish hue to them, hence the name. The Red Coulin also features vegetation that grows up them. Now, the tallest of the Red Coulin, which is 2,543 feet or 775 metres tall, is the Glamaic, which translates as the Greedy Woman. Every year, though, a hill race is run from outside the Sligachan Hotel. You run over the old Sligachan Bridge to the top of the Glamaig and back down. Every contestant, I believe, receives a free drink at the end of the race. Now, the race officially started in 1988, and the record for the Glamaig Hill Race is currently held by the Scotsman Finlay Wilde from Thurso, who ran the race in a total of 44 minutes, 22 seconds. Whereas the fastest woman up and down the Glamaig that I could find seems to be Jill Stephen, with a time of 56 minutes and 9 seconds. Now, little under 100 years before, in 1889, a Gurkha soldier named Harkabir Tharpa ran the Glamaig in just 75 minutes. Not only just in 75 minutes, but in his bare feet. Now, the clan chief of MacLeod, so the MacLeods are from the Dunvegan area, not too far away from Sligachan, he did not believe the tale that he'd been told by the two soldiers that had told it. And so the clan chief of MacLeod invited Harkabir back to Skye so that he could watch him climb up the Glamaig for himself. Harkabir accepted the challenge and returned, and then ran the Glamaig again in his bare feet, knocking 20 minutes off of his first running time, completing the ascent and descent in just 55 minutes. Now, no one has ever defeated this particular record, though, as no one else has attempted the Glamaig in their bare feet. Now, the other type of Coulin is called the Black Coulin, which is comprised mainly of gabbro rock, which is a very rough igneous style of rock. Now, when wet, the rock can look black, hence the name Black Coulin. Now, the ridge of the Black Coulin is around 14 kilometres long, and Skua Alastair is the tallest peak on the island and of the Black Coulin at 3,255 feet or 992 metres. Skua Alastair is also the highest peak of any of the Scottish islands, and it can be seen from almost any point on the Isle of Skye, but also from various parts of the mainland on a clear day. Now, next up is my favourite spot in this particular area, and maybe even my favourite spot on the entirety of the Isle of Skye. Sligachan Old Bridge, with the view of the Black Coulin behind it. The road at Sligachan splits here, where you can continue onwards to Portree, or you can turn off of this road and head towards Dunvegan. Now, the Sligachan Old Bridge was designed by Thomas Telford, the same Thomas Telford of the Caledonian Canal fame that I mentioned in episode number 28 of the podcast. And the bridge was built between 1810 and 1818. The bridge is a beautiful three-arch style bridge that crosses over the River Sligachan. Now, the river is said to have certain properties of eternal beauty. The legend has it that if you submerge your face under the water of the River Sligachan for 7 seconds and then let the water dry naturally into your skin, then you shall receive eternal beauty. Now, I have done this many times before now, and I now believe that I have actually stopped aging completely. It is also believed that the most bloody battle to take place on the Isle of Skye was the Battle of Sligachan. This took place in 1395, where the MacDonalds, along with the Lord of the Isles, tried to attack Clan MacLeod at Sligachan. However, William MacLeod and his men fought the MacDonalds back towards Lough Aynort, where the MacDonalds had found that their galleys and boats had been moved from the shore by the Clan MacCaskills. The MacDonalds found themselves now being slain by the MacLeods, with each MacDonald head being displayed outside of Dunvegan Castle, the seat of the Clan MacLeod. Now, next time we are going to be travelling onwards towards Talisker Bay, Talisker Distillery, Glenbrittle, the Fairy Pools, Dunbegbroch, before arriving at Dunvegan. And I cannot wait to bring you that episode. So please, once again, accept my apologies that it's taken quite a long time to get another episode out here. Of course, my biggest issue has been I've just been working almost constantly this year. And so, apologies for the lack of updates. Thank you again for all of the messages and checking up to make sure there is another episode. Thankfully, here it is, and we will continue onwards next time. Very shortly, I am going to be going on holiday, so I'm not going to be in the country for over a week. So, updates and new episodes will be, again, a little bit sporadic, but I'm hoping to get a proper update and a proper good long episode out for you all in the future. So thank you once again for listening. It's been one heck of a year, and I'm hoping that over the course of this winter that we're going to be able to get more episodes out there. So thanks again for listening. If you want to message me for any reason, you can do so via the website. So go on to www.scotthistorypod.com. You can email me at scotthistorypod@gmail.com or search for the Scottish History Podcast on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And we shall speak to each other there. So thank you once again, and I'll see you again next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.